Okay, I've been fresh like Will Smith since 94 and I built this.
Hey, it's PJ Tucker. Welcome back to the Sneaker Lounge. Here with my guest, my girl, Tasha Cloud. Thanks for coming through.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited to you too. Definitely. Tasha always got on something fly. She's like,
I'm trying to be like you.
She's always fine. I see you got the docs on. What we got going on today?
We wanted to be a little bit more dressier today. So the docs is my dress shoe. I don't know. I love them. I got another pair in black with a little like silver toe on that thing. But I don't know. The green is given. I'm a fan of olive and earth tone. So
I love it.
I was just trying to mash.
Coordinating. Love it. With the sweater, I love it.
Going stupid, but.
Yeah, you did that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Stupid. And you got to pair it with the socks, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's coordinate. You have to put it on.
Like
put
it together. I came official today.
So, obviously, you're in the lifestyle fashion. Mm-hmm. But what do you like to wear, like, day to day? Like, what's your go-to?
I'm a huge Jordan fan. I feel like they go with aesthetically really anything. You can dress them up. You can dress them down. You can be chill with it, which I very much am a chill person. But I would say I started off with ones being my favorite. Low tops, though.
Yeah.
I got too skinny of legs to be rocking them high tops. So the low top ones were my favorite. But lately, I've been on threes and fours.
Yeah.
I think I've been gravitating to more of a baggier look.
Yeah.
And I think the threes and the fours always pull it together.
For sure.
It's clean.
Yeah, clean.
Yeah.
Kind of could go with everything.
Everything.
Especially with the baggier looks.
Sure. What's your favorite Jordan?
For sure. My favorite Jordan? I like separate them from ones I hoop in and the ones I wear.
Cause you be hooping in everything. I'll be like, this man is crazy wearing all these. They don't matter what shoe it is. You gonna look good.
No, but that I think it's different because you can to hoop in. I like 10s mm-hmm. and I like 16s.
Okay.
But to chill, I like 8s.
I do like the 8s.
I like 8s and 6s.
Okay, you're a 6 guy.
I'm a 6 guy.
Okay.
I love the 6s.
We like that.
Yeah, but I think just because of the looks off the court though, rocking J's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Growing up in an era of hooping in them and rocking them at the same time.
And you're going crazy either way. I appreciate that for real.
Sure.
Yeah.
So on the court, performance wise, what's your go-to? What you like?
I feel like I was a Converse athlete, so I was a Converse athlete, so rocking anything close to what Kobe's were
mm-hmm.
Was always, because Kobe's are my on-the-court shoe. The lightweight to them, the ability to just, be able to be agile on the court, that was really important to me. So the Converse Pro, it was Evo.
Evo?
Yeah.
You like the Evo?
Love them. They're my favorite. I made them send me extra ones of them. But lightweight and the colorways of them were stupid.
Yeah,
so I loved
crazy
them.
Colorways.
Loved them.
I would have
even seen. Now that I'm back at Nike, though, I'm back to the Kobe's on the court, which I'm really excited about, too.
Yeah.
Just being able to pay homage, obviously, the latter part of my career, too.
Yeah. I follow you on Instagram, so I'm
not
seeing all your.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'll be like, when you be liking my fit pics, I'll be like, yeah, I'll put that on. I'll put that on. PJ,
I'll be checking you out. I can't remember the name of that Converse, but I had seen it yet. I was wearing a lot of Converses.
I peeped it
Stelly
too.
Was sending me a lot of Converses, but I seen a pair you had. I can't think of the name of that shoe. But that one was a little bit more of a Kobe-like to me. I'm trying to think of the
name.
It
was skinnier.
Yes.
I can't remember what the actual name of it was. But yeah, I started gravitating towards those because they shifted away from the Evos.
Okay.
So I had to find a new shoe, and that was the most Kobe-like. But it was really narrow, too.
Yeah, it was.
I like more of a flat base to play
for
stability-wise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which Kobes are your favorite?
Right now, I'm rocking the EYBLs. I think the sixes.
The sixes,
sixes. But what year was it? Was college, right? And the snake johns, I've seen you wear them before too. It was the purple and yellow ones.
The
older ones, I'm talking about 2015-ish, 2014-ish.
Ooh.
And you still rock them occasionally. When you bring them out, it makes me so excited.
I love all Kobe's.
Yeah, he didn't miss. Except for you like the, after his Achilles.
I did.
I couldn't move in them.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't. These worked for your Achilles. I was like, I can't move.
But people either people loved those or they hated them.
Yeah.
That was that, where it kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was different, but I got with those. You had to get used to them. Like, I, at the beginning,
Then
after I, you know, start breaking them in, start playing in them, I liked them.
Yeah, I think it's because I like low tops. Anything that, like, restricts my ankle from moving is hard for me.
Yeah, but they were still light, so they still worked. Like, yeah. They weren't, like, heavy.
No.
Yeah. I love how outspoken you are.
Thank you.
You always speak your mind and, you know, talk about what you feel. How you feel about using your platform for more than basketball?
Yeah, I think when I first started off, you know, you get into the league, it's hard to get into the league, it's hard to stay in the league. So I definitely treaded lightly and was just trying to adjust and really solidify myself in the league. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I first signed my big contract to stay in DC long term, because now I've solidified, I put myself in the community, I made the deposits into the community, so now I can make those withdrawals that are necessary. And just understanding that God intended this game of basketball, He's blessed me abundantly. You know, I provide for my family through it. I've been able to travel the world and really experience different people, different cultures. And but the greatest blessing has been my ability to be a voice for the voiceless and utilize this platform as, you know, it. We're under a microscope all the time. 100%. Everything we say, everything we do. And I think we see that as a negative, and instead of seeing that as a negative, I turned it into a positive, and I'm going to turn this microscope into a microphone for the things that I'm really passionate about and the things that are plaguing the communities that we're a part of. A lot of us get out of any situation that we're in through this game of basketball, but I want it to be different. I want equity across the board, and we've seen athletes have the power to really shift and galvanize and really just change and have impact within not only our local communities and our country, but worldly as well. And so I just want to continue to do what I can with this platform for the time that we have it, and make sure that I'm giving back to the communities that I really care about.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope.
I appreciate
it. Most people ain't passionate about stuff outside themselves.
Yeah.
So it's always refreshing to hear that, for real.
Yeah. I feel like God, you know, as athletes, we can, it can be a negative thing to be so outspoken and to stand on business the way that I do a lot of times. But I always feel like God will always provide for me and open doors for me because I'm standing on, you know, love and light. And that's exactly what He embodies.
Yeah. All right. So what's your... what's your favorite, most memorable shoe that that you can think of?
I'm always gonna say Kobe's first, but for me, growing up in Philly and being a Sixers fan through and through, AI was like that first role model for me. So growing up, I had every AI shoe that Reebok released, like every single one. I still got them in my crib too, I just can't post them no more. But my favorite ones were, you know, there was like different colors for each shoe. There was like one white with a red, the other one was like white and blue.
The question with the tip, oh, the
Not the questions, not the big bulky ones. No. They were the skinnier version, the low tops. Of what he had, they had them in black and silver.
Yes.
And then they had like you could mismatch them. Those were my shits. Like every AU's when I was like, boom, y'all see what I got? I'm like, I'm about to bust y'all up.
I remember people used to mismatch those.
What?
The time,
they were stupid.
I do remember that.
Those were my favorite for sure.
That's crazy.
I know y'all heard that dog too. I heard someone with these shits.
No, that's dope. I love those.
Yeah, those were my favorite though.
I love those.
Man, shout out to AI. You're a sneakerhead through and through. Like, been knowing that about you from the time that I even found out who PJ Tucker was. Is it true? $200,000 for a shoe? You closing your eyes?
Yeah, because yes and no. The shoe was definitely worth that.
Okay.
But I didn't pay that.
All right, what was the shoe?
It was a Jordan 1 that Jason the Jeweler collabed with the shoe surgeon, and they made a shoe.
That's why.
That's why they too.
Okay, paid. Because I'll be shoe surgeon. It'd be fire, but it'd be taxing.
You already know. So the collab they did, like the Jordan 1, the swoosh was made of gold and all diamonds. And
so it was worth it, but you didn't do it.
Yeah, but no, I
couldn't do it.
I couldn't pay that.
I couldn't do it. Nah. What made you even turn into the sneakerhead that you are? Because I know, like, people will be like, I can say I'm a sneakerhead, but I don't even compare to, and I don't think anyone in the NBA truthfully compares to you.
It's funny because I've never done, like, it's all I've ever done. Like, even with playing basketball, like, you know, you play basketball your whole life.
Yeah.
I was like, the shoes and basketball, like, coincide, like, it was just went
they
together.
They go together, yep. Yeah.
So it was like getting the shoes, like growing up I'm from North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
growing up watching Jordan, being a Jordan fan, yeah. It was like going, getting the shoes, wearing them to school, and then hooping them. It was
too.
Like watching Mike, it was just what you did.
But when you started really like collecting them, like holding on to them, and searching for them.
I think once I like started like every release, I started getting every single release, and then from every release, then getting to like a high school where now I'm with Nike, and now they sending stuff,
yeah.
And then now every little dime I get, I'm getting more.
And then, too,
yeah. And now like this when the internet really started popping, like early 2000s,
mm-hmm.
now I'm getting online and I'm seeing other mm-hmm. stuff and
crazy.
Being able to get old shoes now, because
yeah.
before it was just getting shoes in stores.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once the internet came, like people that had old shoes that I used to want, yeah, so now I'm going on there getting old shoes.
It's crazy.
And now it's starting to get crazy now.
For real, I think there was one point, it was a few years ago, where someone was like, how you even got these? Because they're my shoe and I don't even have
right.
them.
Right, that is for sure.
It was Giannis, I knew it was Giannis, yeah. Nah. He was like, I don't even got these.
Yeah, so sometimes you're just able to know some people and get some samples and stuff.
You that guy. Yeah. It's okay to say you that guy.
It's fun though. I think shoes are fun, like the sneaker culture and what it's become now is like crazy. But like it's even insane. Back then, like just the people that love sneakers, like, you know, it's a bridge. It brings a lot of gas between
Absolutely.
People and being able to open doors. And I've been able to meet a ton of people
through
sneakers. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, so I think it's about the shoes, but it's so much more than just the shoes, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you have to explain that, because people be like, just be behind shoes for no reason.
Right.
I'm like, there's more to it than that.
There's
some sentimental values in them too, right?
100%,
like,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like the trendy thing to do, you know, because it looks
yeah.
cool, and you know, sneakers are cool, but it's so much more than that. So, next chapter of your career.
Yeah.
Going to Mercury, the mighty Mercury, my team.
I love that you're claiming it.
That's
still.
My squad.
Yeah.
That's my squad.
So you gonna pull up is what I heard.
I'm pulling up. I'm telling you, I've been going to Phoenix Games a long, long time.
Yeah.
DT's my girl, Penny,
oh, I love.
All the girls, they're my girls. So are you going to my squad? How you feeling? Like what's it gonna be?
I'm excited, man. I'm really excited for this next chapter of my career. I was in DC for 9 seasons and completely fulfilled in that, but there was something more that I wanted to get to as a player, right? Like, I still have a lot left that I want to accomplish and prove to myself that I can do. And that next level and searching for a new place to go to, it was like Phoenix from the jump just felt right in my soul.
Yeah.
And I know you know that feeling too of like, there's a lot of shit that happens in free agency, right? But it's like you go with your gut feeling and what feels comfortable and like home. And from the minute that I even started talking to him, it was just a family atmosphere. And when you're talking about investing into your organization and your team from top down, from ownership to front office, coaching staff, support staff, they really are bought into making this one of the top organizations in the W. And I wanted so much to be a part of that. But then also you're talking about what the Mercury were too, right? A dynasty of, you're talking about DT, Penny, DB when she was there too.
Yeah.
Like they have gotten away from that the last 2-3 years with obviously some things going on with BG not being there as well. But that rebuilding of that dynasty was so enticing to me. I'm a dog, I'm a winner, like I wanna win and I wanna help rebuild something. And again, prove to myself that I'm the leader, I'm the player, and I'm the activist off the court that can come in and help do that. So I'm excited, man. Like, Phoenix is a vibe. It's definitely a big change for me because I'm an East Coast girl.
Yeah.
This is West Coast for me, but I feel like Phoenix is the place that the next part of my career and what I want to do, it's the only place that I could truly do that.
Yeah. I love that.
I'm
love
so
that.
Excited.
I'm hyped for you. That's going to be so
Thank
much fun.
You. And I'm going to be a tan poppy out here all the time. Okay? You're going to see me in this orange on purple, okay?
That Phoenix summer different, though. Phoenix summer different.
It's okay. I love the sun, so I'm going to be by that pool when we're not practicing and busting on the court.
You have so much fun. I'm happy for you.
I can't wait. I just don't let me see no snakes.
That's good luck with that. That's
okay. Don't
happen.
Do that to me now. That, they told me, look,
coyotes and the sandstorms. You gotta get ready for it. It's coming.
Okay, I'm just gonna stay in the crib. Those are the days
you
get
that alert on your
crib.
Phone. Don't worry about it. You get the alert.
Be out there in the sandstorm, like, hey, come on, somebody come help me.
It's quick though. It don't last long. It don't last long. But the first time you see it, you're gonna see it like in the. You be like, what's
that?
Like, something going on.
Something
and then
brewing.
Slowly get closer. You're like, oh, now I got to go
But
inside.
The sunsets are
OD.
Beautiful.
It's OD. If you hear like something knocking over your trash cans, it's javelinas. Don't go out there. Just let it.
Oh, yeah, don't tell me that. I'm going to send my two pit bulls out. All right,
yeah,
no,
for sure. Because them pigs is mean, so you got to.
Pigs, snakes,
they got all the wildlife. Yeah.
I love it. It's
gonna
be fun.
Oh, for real. Tosh, thank you so much for coming through, man. I appreciate it. I enjoy following you, yo. You always brighten my story up.
I appreciate that.
It's good. I'm happy you came through the rock with me.
Likewise. Thank you for having me, PJ.
For sure.
And it's a wrap.